I've met with Minister Kane, myself and Councillor John Campbell in relation to a number of issues, and one of them to the fore of the meeting was the LIS. There's €10 million going to be announced shortly by the state. But as much as that is encouraging and it's starting to increase last year, we need to see far more investment into LIS. We have a massive network of infrastructure here, and not all of it is under the Donegal County Council. So what we need to be doing is to invest heavily into these private roads, and then for the council then to put in place a mechanism for us to take over them roads. I don't believe it's fair where you have roads with 10 or 12 or X amount of houses on them, and they're supposed to be maintained then by the individuals, and that could be loads of different landowners. I believe strongly that the council should be moving in and taking these roads over once they're off a very high standard.
And given the amount, the vast amount of LIS applications that were submitted from the county, are you hopeful that a good bit of this funding could be directed towards Donegal?
I do know that the staff at Donegal County Council last year were able to deliver a high number of roads. I think probably one of the best within the whole state in terms of delivery and time, and that has to be applauded. But what we need to be doing is we need to be given money well in advance. We need to be given a fair share of the allocation. But the unfortunate here is that the reality is that really, if there was a proper investment into LISs, you are talking tens of millions, and that is exactly what we need.